Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump has made an unannounced stop at a detention center in the U.S. state of Texas, where the Trump administration is keeping some migrant children whose families try to enter the country illegally. We get the story now from AP Sagar Magani.
The First Lady stepped into a facility housing 55 kids, asking the staff how the children are when they arrive.
What kind of stage, physical and mental stage they come here?
Program Director Roy De La Cerda told her they're usually distraught, but the staff helps them.
To reassure them that they are in a safe place.
Saying we treat them as if they're our own. The First Lady's visit came the morning after her husband ended the policy of separating kids from their parents.
It really bothered her.
She asked detention center officials how to help the kids be reunited with their families as soon as possible. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Also, U.S. lawmakers have disapproved one set of proposed changes to U.S. immigration law and put off a vote on another proposal until next week as Republican leaders struggle to get enough votes to win approval for the bill. Turkey has announced it will impose tariffs on $1.8 billion worth of U.S.-made goods in retaliation for President Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum products. World Trade Association says Turkey's tariffs will amount to more than $266 million. One more U.S. Embassy employee in Cuba has been affected by health incidents. The latest case means a total of 25 Americans have been affected by the mystery ailment in Cuba. U.S. State Department calls them specific attacks and not mention what caused them. This is VOA News. People of Turkey going to the polls. That'll happen Sunday to choose members of parliament and president. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been in power for 15 years and is expected by many to be reelected. Eastern Mediterranean University scholar Ahmed Sozin says the election is not only important to Turkey, but much great interest to the rest of the world.
The test this time is going to be between whether people are happy with a decade and a half long rule by Erdogan and his Justice and Development Party, or whether the Turks are ready for change. But of course, the election is going to take place under extraordinary law, the state of emergency, which is continuing in the last 2 years after the coup attempt in the summer of 2016.
600 parliament seats are up for grabs and 6 presidential candidates will be on the ballot. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the transatlantic alliance remains strong despite differences with President Trump.
Our bond is strong. But today, some are doubting the strength of that bond. And yes, we see differences between the United States and other allies over issues such as trade, climate, and the Iran nuclear deal.
Stoltenberg also said that NATO has been disturbed by President Trump's America First stance, his characterization of NATO as obsolete, and his recent criticism of U.S. allies at the G7 summit in Canada. Trump administration wants to reorganize a number of U.S. federal agencies. That story now from AP's Mike Gracia.
As part of its ongoing effort to trim the federal government, the Trump administration proposes merging the Education and Labor Departments and reorganizing a number of federal agencies. At a cabinet meeting, Budget Director Mick Mulvaney said the plan would be the largest reorganization of the federal government since President Franklin Roosevelt was in office. The proposed merger of the Education and Labor Departments would create a single Department of Education and the Workforce, which would be known as DEW, D-E-W. The Education Department was created under President Jimmy Carter's administration. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Pakistan's National Financial Authority has adopted a new anti-money laundering and terror financing regulation to comply with Financial Action Task Force guidelines, a global financial watchdog that recently placed Pakistan on its gray list for its inability to choke terror financing. Terror financing remains a big challenge in Pakistan. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.